Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Steve Zottke with the final inspection at Road America. And we're here with team owner Michael Schenk along with myself and Guy Hobbs. And Michael, this is certainly a different time, different situation up here at Road America this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of different stuff here. Just having the public separated from us, which is never good. And, you know, in sports car racing, we always sold the idea that we have access to the sports car teams. And, you know, you just don't have it this year. And hopefully it's just this year and we can all get back to normal life. And we're looking forward to go. I mean, we love coming here and love the folks that support us here. It's just stuck in this shit situation, unfortunately, like everybody else.
Yeah, it certainly is. And we look at, you know, with NASCAR, IndyCar, and now IMSA getting involved, getting back on track, and basically doing the best they can with this situation. So far, the results have been, I think, positive considering the situation.
There's actually good things that are coming out of it, and one of them is what I call the compaction or the compacting of the schedules. Yes. From a team point standpoint, and a team like mine that has an IndyCar team, a sports car team, shrinking the weekends and making it more efficient cost-wise is tremendous. And I think we're learning a lesson here. Started with NASCAR first, and now IMSA, of course, IndyCar is doing it even a better job at this point. You know, we take at least a day, almost 2 days out of the thing in the front and rear. And it's a huge gain for us, actually, financially and organizationally.
Talking about the IndyCar series, Jack Harvey, how do you rate Jack?
Well, that's a good question. We're doing, you know, what I've always said about Jack is Jack absolutely deserves to be where he's at and get this full opportunity, and he's doing well with it. We've had a lot of speed this year. We had a couple good results at Iowa, but you could easily argue that we would have five top fives right now. We were positioned to have five top fives, and through no fault of Jack or ours, it didn't work out that way. So, you know, we just keep hitting it. We got a technical alignment with Andretti's, which is proving to be very good for us right now. Going to Mid-Ohio, doing a double race at Mid-Ohio next weekend, which is my home track and place that Jack's traditionally been pretty strong, and the Andretti cars have traditionally been very good. So I think we have a lot to live for on that program, and Jack is doing a great job. I mean, he's literally getting stronger and stronger every time we roll off the trailer. So we had a tough start. We had, you know, three 17th places because all this just different crap that happened to us. So still feel pretty good about. I feel really good. The guys are awesome over the wall. Our pit lane speed's as good as anybody that's been doing it for 20 years. So there's a lot of positives in that deal.
Steve Zottke, Guy Hobbs, talking with Michael Schenk of the IMSA weekend here up at Road America. Guy, do you have one more for Michael?
I do not.
Just, Michael, final question. The health of the IndyCar series and IMSA series, what's your opinion on that?
Both of them are very strong. I think, and for different reasons potentially, but I think the new air, I think we're starting to see a rotation of our world, and I just don't think it. Everyone sees it, of electric, right? So we're going to have hybrids coming both series very soon. I think IndyCar was on a specifically very good trajectory before COVID hit. On a positive note, IMSA is also, it's just a different kind. You know, I think we're going to, I think both look positive. I think both need to respond to the current times with not only the pandemic we had, but also where the car trends are going in the manufacturing world. And I think it's important that we get on electric stuff as soon as we can. Not full electric, but some kind of dual point hybrid system. And I think it's important that we do that to make it important for the OEMs. Both are in great shape. Both have a good following and nothing gets stronger. But I will say this. I think it's important that the sanctioning bodies work together, NASCAR, IMSA, IndyCar, and do these combined shows that give people reasons to come out for events. You know, Friday night could be IMSA, IndyCar Saturday, NASCAR Sunday, vice versa. I think it would give a lot more value to the people that come and watch us when we're eventually allowed to have full staff again. I think it's really important that we create new opportunities for people to come to races and excuses to come to races. I think combining some of that could be a great thing.
We've been a big proponent on that show for a while that, you know, they, instead of viewing each other as adversaries, they need to team together for the overall health of motorsports. Final question, have you had a Brat this weekend?
Not, but I'm right there. I'm 50 feet from the Brat station, so I'll have a couple with sauerkraut, I hope.
All right, Michael Shank, appreciate it. Best of luck this weekend.
All right, you got it. Thank
you. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.